It all started one night in Ukraine. We were traveling with a group from Salt Lake City en route to our sister city of Chernivtsi. We spent a few days in Kiev, and one night we explored a district of steep cobblestone streets. From somewhere up ahead of us, we could hear the voices of young women singing. We hurried to catch sight of them, but every time we turned a corner, they were already gone. We kept climbing until finally, breathing hard, we caught a glimpse of them just before they disappeared around yet another turn, two teenage girls with a half dozen children in tow. They had beautiful voices, but there was something about the place, the cobblestone streets, the stone and plaster buildings, that made them sound like angels. Ever since that night, I've had my eye out, or rather my ear out, for the perfect spot to sing. The one that no matter what sort of voice you have in real life makes you sound like an angel. Resonant surfaces are key, stone or brick or tile. Hotel bathrooms are good, but I prefer something more quirky, like the stone huts Hal and I discovered south of Ely, Nevada. Life magazine called Highway 50 the loneliest road in America, and we had turned off it onto an even lonelier road when we came across what looked like six domed houses. Wow! It's amazing in here. La 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 la. Anybody would sound good in here. Shaped like beehives, but nearly three stories high and built out of stone, they look like they might have once housed a lost tribe of hobbits or elves. In fact, they're huge ovens. Back in the last century, the mine used them to turn whole trees into charcoal in order to fuel the smelters. Now they are scrubbed clean inside. And they sound great.
What's going to play? Let's do Wyoming Home.
Okay. Hal and I almost always have instruments in the car, and no one else was around.
There's a place in Wyoming I'm longing to be, where the air is so pure and the wind blows free.
It's great to find hidden or secret places, because you feel like you can really let loose. But public buildings are tempting too, all that marble and those echoey halls. I was reminded of this just a few weeks ago, on a sunny winter Saturday when our friends Megan Merker and Ron Kane wanted to see the Utah State Capitol building. It's a grand old monument perched high over Salt Lake, and once inside you can look up into the dome four stories above, painted like a Utah sky.
Overcome with awe. Awe.
The bad thing about singing in a public place is that it is public. When you slaughter an old favorite, people notice. But that's the good thing, too.
Take my hand. She got me rocking and reeling, rocking and reeling, rocker and pop, 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 and
A Boy Scout troop arrived just in the nick of time and helped us to an honorable end. I haven't yet found the perfect place to sing, that place that makes you sound like an angel. And maybe I don't really want to. How could I ever leave? But I did come close once, when Hal and I stumbled across an ancient little church in Glen Cree, Ireland, close to Dublin. The church was well taken care of, and yet we had the sense that no one had been there in a very long while. Crows lived in the rafters, and we sat in a silence broken only by their calls. And then...
La la la, la 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 la.
Singing with the birds on the open road, I'm Teresa Jordan for The Savvy Traveler.
La, 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 la.